I know I'm supposed to wait. Hey, nobody's watching, but I'm still waiting because they tell me I'm supposed to wait. And they, I mean the experts at these Facebook Lives, and so I am doing it. And I am also supposed to bring this up, but I never do this either. Oh, it says Aaron Stewart is live now. So, okay, yeah, there I am. Is that going to cause some sort
The
of,
experts at
woo,
these
some big
Facebook
loop? I
Lives,
need
and
to turn
so
that
I am
down.
doing it. And I am also
Okay,
supposed to
so
bring this up.
apparently I'm supposed to be able to see who joins me much better this way. So we'll see. Why don't you keep working for me, folks? Nope. I want it to turn upside down so I can keep my phone plugged in, but so yeah, it's not working. So hey everybody, how are you? Aaron Stewart from the Little Black Couch. We're going to talk a little branding today because I think it's important. I've had some interesting experiences lately with branding, especially with this little project that I've been working on, but I wanted to talk about it really quickly. So we always need to start the show to make me feel better and to give me enough time to go get a new drink. I need to run the intro. So let's do that now. And this cuts me off, so I have to be done talking before I push my little button. Whoa, I'm back. I did get a fresh drink, so thanks for allowing that little intro. Welcome, Aaron Stewart from Little Black Couch. Just talking into entrepreneurship and talking branding today, because branding can be so important. And it's something that I think is a little misunderstood and has sometimes been used improperly. And so I wanted to talk about that a little bit. So, as we always do, and he's going to kind of help us with this, we're going to bring up. I can't use my mouse. I've got this cool little Stream Deck now. So there's our buddy, right? Our little black couch on the live little black couch cam. And he now has a laptop sitting there. So let me ask you this. When you see a laptop, what brand pops into your mind? Okay? What does that laptop look like to you? HP? Is it Toshiba? I don't really know anymore. Is Toshiba even around anymore? I mean, I don't realize. Is it a Dell? Is it an Apple? If it's me, it's an Apple. Why so? How did you get that? Where's that brand coming from? What's that brand awareness? Somehow or another, these brands get into our conscious mind, and when we see something, it reminds us of a brand. And the purpose of a brand is to, before you even think about it, you have an emotional response to it. Okay, so when I see a computer, I always assume that it's a Mac, like my Mac, and I won't do that again. I won't touch it. But it makes a difference to me. There's an emotional connection there. And when you are building your company, then you want to create a brand that has that same thing. And you do that by one, choosing a brand that's cool. And we recently had some pretty cool examples of that in previous shows of different things that we're working on. But it's a project that, if you're not careful, can actually be quite a detriment. So to share a story with you, so I live here in Utah, and we have this inferiority complex here in Utah, where we feel like, we have a high per capita rate of college graduates here, right? We've got a bunch of universities, and education is very important in the prominent religion here, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And so you get a lot of degrees and a lot of very educated people that you can, for whatever reason, they want to live here in Utah. in a very safe and calm and conservative place and raise their families and yada, yada, right? So you can come in as a big group, as a big organization or a big company and do quite well hiring at a much lower rate somebody who lives here than somebody who lives in Silicon Valley. Okay, and that's where our inferiority complexes come in. And I don't know why, but we've got a number of companies here who have gone public or who have taken on a bunch of money to grow, right? And you've got Qualtrics as an example, and our good friend Ryan Smith over there, who joined or merged or were bought, whatever, by SAP. That was kind of a big deal for a lot of money. We've got Vivint that was, I guess, sold or purchased or brought on. I don't pay much attention to it. I got to be honest with you. And then we had a company called, what was that? It was mycomputer.com, and then it was eventually, I don't know what it is, but it was purchased by Adobe. And so that's up at the point of the mountain is what we call it. Well, some yahoos around here who suffer from this inferiority complex have decided that rather than come up with some sort of a name like Point of the Mountain, which is what it's been forever, they've decided to brand that part of Utah where a lot of these high-tech companies have come in, like Adobe, and like some other companies that have started here. Vivint's out there now. Domo is not really out there. It's kind of out there. It's kind of in some strip mall office type places, but out towards that area, which is north of Provo. They didn't like Point of the Mountain. It's also in, Lehigh, which is fine. That's the name of the city that it's in. But anyway, all these high tech people have come in and built their buildings, and somebody came up with this nickname of Silicon Slopes, which I find absurd. I mean, what a dumb name. Obviously going after Silicon Valley, in California, and Silicon Slopes, because I guess we've got mountains, and I don't know. The whole thing is just, but again, it goes back to this sort of inferiority. The reason we reacted to it and came up with this dumb name is I think we were trying to associate ourselves with Silicon Valley, which couldn't be anywhere. Nothing could be further than the truth than trying to take Utah and compare it to California. There isn't two more different states probably in the union. But we're trying to be, I don't know. I don't know if we just feel like we're the ugly stepsister in the technology world or what, but they've tried to somehow or another use this dopey, dumb Silicon Slopes name as the brand. Well, I do not accept this brand. I refuse to use it. I think it's dumb. It's Point of the Mountain. It's been Point of the Mountain forever. That's all I would ever call it. It's Point of the Mountain. It's Lehigh, whatever. Okay, so that's a brand where I think that some people, especially locals like me and people who are not, who don't buy into this whole idea that we have to compare ourselves to other groups all the time in order to receive any sort of notoriety, doesn't buy into this brand. Okay, so that would be an example of a dumb brand. And I don't know why people are buying into it. I don't know if people necessarily are. I don't know anybody here in Utah that calls it that area Silicon Slopes. Now, there might be people outside of this area that call it that, and I have seen it referred, some people, writers and stuff, who don't know any better, right, who can't pronounce many of the towns in Utah anyway, who refer to it as the Silicon Slopes or whatever that area is, but it's the Point of the Mountain, it's Lehigh. Okay, so that's a brand that didn't quite get the job done. You can kind of see where they were coming with it and what they were trying to accomplish. But it came from a very weak, to me, it just comes across as a very weak and sad state of affairs where you've basically admitted that Silicon Valley is awesome and you want to somehow or another associate yourself with them instead of just coming up with something new that's your own and unique and cool that stands on its own two feet, right? So that's the kind of brand that you want to avoid. Where you want to come up with a fresh new brand that sort of changes things. And I'm not a big fan of Nike. You know, they want me to pronounce it Nike, but it's Nike. It's spelled like, you know, I have a brother whose name is Mike, not Mikey. It's Mike. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But throw away the name. But anytime you see that little swoosh, which honestly was one of, I mean, I don't know what they paid for that, but it had to have been less than a buck. I mean, it was just a little right swoosh that maybe they paid a lot of money for it. But what a brand now, right? You see that little swoosh anywhere, you know exactly what that's about. Well, that turned out to be a very, very amazing brand. Apple, a very good brand as well. You know exactly what we're talking about when we see that little apple. So you want to create a brand that has some real, that's simple, that has some emotion tied to it. And that emotion then comes from your association with the products, right? So when you come up with your brand, you want to make sure you want to protect your brand and make sure that everything that comes out that has your brand on it is something that's very positive and delivers a really good emotional experience for that person. Because once you get that emotional experience, that emotional positive energy with your brand, now you've got something, okay? And you've got people talking about the brand. You've got people wearing free t-shirts or buying t-shirts with the brand and advertising for you because it makes them feel good, okay? So there's one, I'm not gonna talk about it. I don't wear free t-shirts. That's a whole different story. But I don't like the idea of supporting somebody else's brand when I have to purchase a shirt in order for me to feel like I can wear it. I just can't be given something free and advertised for them for nothing, right? So buying a pair of shoes and getting a free t-shirt, I'm not going to wear that Nike t-shirt ever. I'm never gonna buy a pair of Nike shoes ever either, but that's neither here nor there. Okay, so that's the point of a brand, is to make sure that you are associating positive emotions with your brand. Now, when it comes to online, and this is something that we've been sort of delving in and researching a little bit with this concept of Josue Post. And so I do want to, we've got four total beta tests that have run for the whole 12 days and have been 100% successful. So we're really cruising along. I mean, we're doing quite well and the automations are running perfectly and the software is performing perfectly and it's all integrated perfectly. I'm super excited about it. If you do want to be notified when we go live, when the product is ready to go, just go to josupost.com, and that's josupost.com. We've got a opt-in screen up there now. If you just go there, you can put in your email address and you will be alerted as soon as we're live and taking on more clients, which will be completely exciting. Okay, but as we've been talking about that, and we've been talking, Josue Post is a platform, a software solution that helps you get your brand out there. And that's the kind of the point of it. So when you finish a podcast or whatever, we want to make sure that you have branded content that's then pushed out there. And whether it's on quote cards or whether it's on a new episode, a podcast episode or whatever, you want your brand to have a really nice look about it. And then you want to keep that brand consistent in order for you to get maximum benefit from the brand. So you want your brand to have a positive emotional, you want people to have a positive emotional reaction to your brand. And then you need people to see your brand when it's cold traffic. Okay, so I see a lot of folks out there who are trying to grow their company who are not consistent with their brand. And here's the problem. So the latest research has showed that it takes, especially with cold traffic, it takes them, they have to see your brand and recognize your brand and notice it to be the same brand as what they saw previously on four different platforms. Okay, so that's first and foremost. They need to see you online, they need to see you in Google, they need to see you on a social media platform, they need to see you in advertisement, they need to see you on a billboard, whatever, but they need to see you in four different spots, four different mediums, in order for that, just to get through their subconscious, right? Where eventually your mind goes, hey, wait, I've seen that before. I've seen that before. Where have I seen that before, right? We have to get to that point. So that takes them seeing it on four different platforms, okay? But here's the kicker. They have to see it 14 different times on average now for cold traffic, right? So you want to do it on a, if you want to do it as a billboard, then, ooh, that's one. You could show them one 14 different times. That's not going to get the job done. They better see it three other times, three other places, or you're not going to get the benefit of that advertising. So that's something that we have to keep in mind right now. So when you're marketing or advertising your brand and your message and all that, make sure that your brand is consistent enough that they recognize it from platform to platform. Don't totally change everything up and change your colors and change the whole thing to be creative. And my wife's a graphic artist. She's super creative. And so she does really creative things on the Princess Process. So if you want to go check out her Instagram page, I think if you go to just look for Princess Process on Instagram, she does an amazing job of creating all these different graphics with all these different looks and feel, but she's always got her logo on it. We're going to start doing some stuff for them on Jozu Post just to kind of see if we can blitz their message out there a little broader and wider. If that doesn't help them grow a little bit, it will be an interesting, a slightly different client than we normally have, in that we are looking for content producers and she produces content, but in a graphical sense. So it'll be a little bit different, but I sometimes get worried when she spends so much time. She's so creative and it's so wonderful that every day she's got something new and something gorgeous and pretty. But sometimes I worry if people don't recognize that brand is the same from day to day to day, you know, and that's something that concerns me, just knowing the statistics like I do. So, but we're definitely going to see if we can't help her with Jozu Post and get that done. So definitely when you're looking at your brand, the first thing is make sure that it's noticeable, that it's nice. You don't want to just, I know that there's just a lot of people that say you don't have to worry about your brand. Well, that's fine. Then don't worry about your company growing very quickly, because when you have that emotional response to, it's not going to be to a big thing, a text. You can launch your landing page and you can get a sales page going with just some text, but you don't want to ignore your branding and logo forever, because if you really want to grow that brand to something that means something to people, then they've got to have something that they can connect with emotionally. So cool little logo with some cool colors, whatever, that's aesthetically pleasing, that people have a connection with, right? They need to have something where when they have a positive experience with whatever you're doing, they can connect it to something that's graphically easier to remember than just a line of text. Okay, so you want to make sure that you do have a logo. I don't care what some other of these gurus are saying out there. You do need to have some branding. In order for you to have loyal, long-term customers, they got to be able to attach it to something. Okay. And then in order to get cold traffic out there and bring them in, you got to make sure that this brand now becomes consistent and you get it out there, especially in your cold marketing traffic, when you're marketing to cold traffic. Make sure that that branding stays consistent. Now, once they know your brand and love your brand, I think that you can mess it up and be super creative and have fun with it and do cool t-shirts and all kinds of different stuff, because they are now your tribe and they have an emotional connection to that brand, and they will love all the crazy stuff that you do. But until they are moved from warm to hot and they're purchasing from you, you got to treat the cold, treat the cold traffic a little bit differently and keep it more consistent until they come into your tribe. And once you've got them, go crazy with your creative stuff. So hopefully that is helpful. It's backed by data. I hope that it helps you in your marketing efforts going forward. I personally want to thank you for taking on the journey of entrepreneurship. I know it's not easy. I know that it can be frustrating sometimes, but it's an important work. We're solving problems nobody else dares to solve, and we're risk takers, and we're willing to take on that risk in order to deliver something that we feel is important to solve other people's problems. And I don't know of another profession that is so amazing that way, that serves so many with very little fanfare, frankly. Entrepreneurship still seems to not be completely understood, but we're going to fix it from the Little Black Couch. So thanks for joining me today. Until next time, Aaron Stewart from the Little Black Couch saying, do good and be well. See ya. Hey everyone, I want to really thank you so much for joining me on your entrepreneurship journey. If there's anything you learned today, or if there is a topic you would like me to discuss in the future, I would really love to hear from you. I do have a favor to ask. Would you please subscribe to our podcast or Facebook page, and please like, share, and use the hashtag #TheLittleBlackCouch. It would really help get this message out and hopefully help more people like us. Now let's get out and change the world together.